Okay, so now we'll have René Ludon and Michael Duchamp presenting the Lysis Map web client.
Thank you. We will talk about this web client application. We are from Three Leaves Company. It's a French company, and we won't make a feature frenzies presentation. It's more about the project, what are the key features, and what is the roadmap for the next version. Three Leaves, we work only with open source softwares like QGIS, PostgreSQL, and Lysmap. We are core contributors to QGIS server, and we love open source, and we provide different types of support. So you need to publish a web map, but you already use and love QGIS. It's your pivot software. You use it every day, and you need to publish a full feature applications, not only a map, but application. You have no time to thank you. You have no time to set up and configure web maps in complex admin panels, like to redo your styles, your properties of layers, your layer trees. So why not use Lysmap? Lysmap loves QGIS. It is made based only on QGIS server. So the desktop project is your configuration. You will add your layers. You will find all the formats that QGIS can open, vectors and rasters. And then there is a Lysmap plugin with you just need to configure the part specific to the map, like the scales and the base layers. But every data, every property is configured in the QGIS project. It's a bit of the same approach as the field tools like QField or Input, where the project is the pivot, the central configuration. And we have a web admin panel, but it's only for, or mainly for authentication and authorization if you want to restrict access to maps or to some tools. A bit of history. It has been created in 2K11 as a simple QGIS project viewer because we did not want to do some code every time a customer asks for a web map. And so we created this tool. It's based on QGIS server and OGC standards. And it has evolved to a full-featured tool that can let you create map applications with all the GIS features you will expect from it. How to publish a web map? Basically, you just work within QGIS. So you configure your project, you add your layers and server properties. Then there is a plugin to configure some of the properties you need. Like you can choose the tool you want to publish, printing or other tools like that. And then you send your QGIS file and all other files. It can be shape files, can be geo packages, can be what you want. And some media documents like images or a PDF. And you just take that, you send it to the server with any way you want to use. And you've got a web map for each of your project. So some use cases to show you exactly what it is about. There is one city in France called Meylan in the Alps, and they need to publish thematic maps for the citizens of the city. So they have used Lysmap to create eye candy and maps with a focus of simplicity. One map, you have only one or two layers to have very simple maps. So they made a lot of work to have sexy images. And one image is one QGIS project. So you can, if in a folder you put 10 projects, you will have 10 maps. And you can arrange them between folders to have thematic folders, for example. And a map they made is for the school, a playground, not school, but just playgrounds. So you have full-featured QGIS symboling symbolization possibilities, and they made some cool pop-ups to when you click on the map, you have the picture and the information coming from the attribute table, coming from your geo package, from your shapefile. The link of the image is just a path to the image. Aduga is a urban planning agency. They have more business data, like business parks, and they wanted to highlight the key figures. So they used LISMAP possibilities, for example, the HTML pop-up with QGIS expressions and some Case-Wain complex syntax, and they have that kind of map with areas, and they use QGIS expressions to highlight to create this kind of representations. Like if you have no transport, they will be in gray, and you have a small like slider with percentages that depends on the QGIS data. Sometimes you want to do a map, but you also want to show some data with data viz, like pie charts or bar charts. There is an example of the National Park of La Réunion. It's an Indian Ocean French island, and they publish data about plant and animal observation, which are timed, and they use LISMAP DataViz module to show some charts with prepared materialized views. For example, you have some tabs, and each chart is based on one vector layer. So you just need to put your vector layers as source of data. It can be PostgreSQL views, but it can also be virtual layers or a shapefile, and then you will be able to publish some a bit big pie chart or other chart. The last example is a small demo we made about cat position, domestic cat positions in the US, and we use the QGIS capabilities of relationships between layers, between parent and child layers, to show, for example, attribute table. Like you click on the cat name, like Beluga, and you will see all the child features for the statistics or territory, and you will be able to have a kind of an atlas mode that can let you switch from cats to cats, and that will zoom to the cat and show you the territories and some data viz filtered on the cat on the right side of the screen. So it's very, I love this system because you have so many different cat pictures. Okay, one last more professional use is the cadastre in France. French Brittany group of cities, which each call Centre Morbihan Communauté, they need to search parcels based on owners, on position, like the town and the section of the cities. And they use a dedicated cadastre LISMAP module and the native access control to protect the sensitive data depending on the logged user. And this is, for example, one of the search tool by location or by tenants or owner on the right tab. And so you can zoom in, you can select parcels, you can then export the selection, and you can also use QGIS Composer Atlas to export a PDF. Okay, I will let René Luc Dont speak.
As an open source project, we would like to create a great community. Firstly, we have some knowledge about users. That can be private companies, public organizations, or research centers. So these users are not because we provide some services around this map, but we also have some free contribution like translation and documentation. We have already 23 languages demands on Transifex. Only 20 languages has some translation. And at the top, you can see that it's Galician, Portuguese, Brazilian, Czech, and Italian. So I estimate French is out of the box because we are French. Okay, but we never meet every person we translate this map. They just contribute and probably use it. So if you want to discover other projects than our own, and you do research on this map, you can find some examples. It's just a part of the website or web map application I found. You have something about Bonelli Eagle observations, Indian Ocean Environment Survey made by the research center. This Earth observation, it's a way to manipulate Sentinel-1 and publishing it with this map. An application about rice production in Southeast Asia, Phonalia and OpenGIS using this map for some examples. OpenGIS, they use it for live QFIL user maps. And you have some community or cities that using it in Italy, another research centers in South Atlantic. We have a company in North America, West, and others. Yes, Colombian users, QGIS users, has made a presentation of this map without our knowledge. This map has been built at the start to be extensible. We already see one example with cadastral module. It's based on the server-side module with PHP, templating, JavaScript. But you can also extend this map just with JavaScript or just with CSS. The idea is to exploit the HTML power can reuse iframe video audio directly in the interface. We are creating a repository dedicated to JavaScript extensions. So just one or two are made by Swillies, the others is only contributing. You have a script to integrate Google Street View if you have a Google key. You can create a button to see directly the documentation in the web page or open a PDF with documentation. You can add keyboard shortcuts for your maps. IGN Web Services is about isochroning tool or running tool, I think. Well, you can contribute adding some JavaScript and publishing it here. Here is another module built to extend the capability of this map. This map is one project, one map. Well, one map application. With this, it's a web map builder. You can reuse your layers to build our own maps just to create an on-demand maps. Our customers who paid for this module want to create during reunion the map with questions about disease, about catastrophe, some problems to manage during a reunion. Okay. So the actual version of this map is this map 3.2. We have to release 3.3. which is ready. We are finishing the development during August, and we don't find time to just tag and publishing the final version of Live Map 3.3. We are focused on QGIS Server 3. QGIS Server 3.4 game long-term release in February 2019, but when we would like to use it in this map, we found some bugs to fix in QGIS server. So since version 3.4.8, QGIS server has exactly the same features as QGIS server 2.18. So since 2-3 months, you can use QGIS server 3 in production. And we have one feature, the form filtering. You can build directly in LISMAP plugin a form to filter your vector data with some categories, some spatial information, or some dead time field. And you can reduce the data you can visualize on your map. So now the LISMAP features and LISMAP 4. We have created a GitHub repository for requests for comments about the future of LISMAP. We would like in LISMAP Web Client version 4 to have open layers 5 or 6. It depends on what will be done in LISMAP 6. We will use ECMAScript 6. We will use W3C web components, unidirectional user interface, Bootstrap 4, jQuery 3, and in the LISMAP plugin, we would like to have a server part for Python services to provide information directly from the server of the project and to have access control around field and layers. So just to be more precise about W3C, W3C web components, we would like to reduce the dependencies on external frameworks. So we don't like to use Angular, React, Vue, or other tools that do not be a native W3C web components library. We think that OpenLayers is already big enough for us. We already have to manage all the evolution of OpenLayers. And if you run an old code, it still works. So if we can reduce dependency, we are sure to have an application will be working in 10 years. Well, this map is open years too, and it works, and customers like it. So why add some dependencies? So if you want to know more, you have a demo, a website, documentation. If you want to test it easily, you have a Docker Compose. If you want to contribute, we have the request for comment for version 4, the code, web client plugin, the documentation. And if you want to localize, you want to have LISMAP in your own languages, or better translating, you can go to Transifex. Thanks for your attention. Questions?
Hi, hello. I'm also a LISMAP user from Poland. You just wrote that OpenLayers is just big enough for you. So what does it mean exactly?
it means OpenLayers is a library on itself, and it means we already have dependencies in the code, and we have seen how people have very it was very hard to migrate from Angular 1 to Angular 2. And so you spent 1-2 years of heavy code, and after these 2 years, you just, okay, we have to migrate to another tool. And we have tested all the different cool stacks on the web. We liked Vue.js because it was small and more close to HTML standards. But we've seen that we could develop our own way of using standards with a more simple approach for the use of LizMap. I don't say Vue or Angular is not okay. I just say for LizMap because the map application is not so complex. QGIS server does a lot of things too, and so we really want to keep it lightweight. And you know now, 10 years ago, you just needed CSS, JavaScript, and HTML, and now you need to have the Webpack and the Node and the blah blah blah.
Too complicated.
It's becoming very complex, and if you want to contribute as a volunteer, it's very hard to make the first step. So we want to have a low barrier entrance. It's not that it's so hard for us, it's just we want to be simple for you.
Yeah.
Hello. Do you support editing of data geometries?
Oh, yes.
About
sure. Basically, in QGIS, you have forms, rich forms in QGIS. You can have tabs. You can have checkboxes. We support, I think, 90% of QGIS form features. Yeah, you can have a form with combo boxes, and you just need to copy paste your project, and we read QGIS configuration, like QField does. And you have the same form in LizMap, so you can add, update, or delete features from the LizMap interface, but only for PostgreSQL and Spatialite vector data, because you don't want to edit a shapefile in a web application. But yes, we support editing. It's kind of full features, and you can also add some child edition if you want. I don't know. You have a tree, and you want to make observations regularly on the tree. You just can add new child with a child form. So yeah, it's things like that. You can just. It's one of the demo. Yeah.
On demo.lizmap.com, it's about observations. You have a tool button to activate edition to add points. This forms is based on the QGIS forms. No code to create it. You can add points. You have time. You have combo box file to update. Yeah. Oh, for geometry, you can add point, line, polygon. We don't have yet complex drawing like hole in polygon. Like, note you can already cut a line if you want, reduced polygon. If you are on a mobile phone, you can take a picture and send it directly with your phone. This capability is used by some company to manage wind park to explore the capabilities. Yes, it has. It has.
Oh, I just modified one. Okay.
Here and then you just add, click on the map, and you can use your GPS location to put the map. But here it's very far; it's in the Pacific, so you won't be able. And if you don't fill in the proper fields, you will have an error. For example, I just don't put the date, and I save, and you will have an error, and so then you can just use that and save. And some people use it in the field. Okay, I have another one. It's not valid because you need an hour and minutes. Sorry.
I think we have two more minutes.
two more minutes. Okay, so I just save and stop.
Okay. Yeah, hi. How it is possible to make a multilingual site? Like there is many countries where we have official several languages.
It's multilingual by default.
The interface is multilingual by default. You can we have no not put the flags, but you can choose the default language is used. So you have okay, but if you have multilingual data, there is now in QGIS the last QGIS 3 you can use Qt Linguist to translate the projects. So you could propose the same project easily in many different languages. But we have not an automatic way to switch from the language because it's not only the aliases of the fields, it's also the data. So you need to choose the right field to show the labels and things like that. We have done some tests about it, but it's not one-click solution. So it's possible with some work.
A short question, maybe.
And thank you for the presentation. Just maybe comment or a question. Is there any possibility to add image from the external from the C drive? You know, just when you are clicking in the icons, you will see the image. Because I was working with that, but I couldn't add some image for the user interface. For example, if you click on I for the information, we will see just one image as a. But I was thinking maybe to add more image.
Okay, just fill in a request in GitHub.
Okay.
No, we will. Yeah, it's not possible
because
now.
You know, for the city planners, it's really important. You know, to have more image. You know, like a legend, like something more. You know, which is really complicated. Yeah. You know. To have by HTML, so it's better to just upload the image.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.